This is an incest story about a mother wanting the father to break in the daughter, to take her virginity. And so we pick it up midstream here, where the action starts. And the mother says, "It would mean a lot to me if you could get her to let you to go bare and come inside her." "I'll try, Janet." "Promise?" "Yes, I promise. But it's up to Jenny, okay?" "Okay." She flashed her husband, Steve, her prettiest smile and kissed him on the forehead. She was still the most beautiful woman he had ever met. And so, then, at exactly 7:30 that next morning, Jenny turned 18. And exactly 7:31 in the morning, Jenny's panties fell to the floor and she slid up onto the bed next to her father, awkwardly handing him the condom. "Are you sure you want me to do this for you, Jenny, sweetie?" Her braces shone in the morning light as she smiled and nodded her head, laying herself down flat on her back and spreading her thin, muscular legs wide for him. Her breasts were actually perfectly shaped, just tiny, and topped with a beautiful puffy nipple, a little bit bigger around than a quarter. He had never seen his daughter naked before and was very surprised at the sculpted beauty of her nude form. Jenny's body was a perfect miniature of her mother's. He pulled the condom from the package and looked down at his naked daughter. His dick was not responding. He began to rub the thick bulb up and down her shiny, wet slit. There wasn't a single hair on it. No, she hadn't shaved. There just wasn't any hair. In fact, he couldn't see a single hair growing anywhere on her body but her head. Finally, he started to get hard. In his head, he didn't want to fuck his little girl, but in his heart, he could see how much it meant to her, and he had promised. He pushed his big, thick dick gently against her tiny wet slit. Jenny pulled her hips back just a little bit. "Are you going to put the rubber on, Daddy?" "Sure, sweetie. It just takes Daddy a little while to get hard enough. Don't worry, Jenny. I'll put the condom on." He just couldn't help it. He loved her with all his heart, and Jenny was much prettier naked than he expected. Her puffy little nipples and budding breasts were a surprise and helped quite a bit, but not enough to get him as hard as he needed to get. In his head, he just couldn't push past the fact that this was incest. Father-daughter incest. Just as wrong as it was possible for incest to be. The additional fact that Jenny looked far younger than she really was didn't help him either. He continued to rub the head of his dick on her slick opening, but try as he might, whenever he pulled away to put the rubber on, it began to soften quickly. He just couldn't quite stay hard enough to roll the rubber over his thick bulb.
"When was your period, Jenny?"
"It ended the Saturday before last."
"Shit, 11 days. Figuring her period ran 4 or 5 days, she'd ovulated yesterday or the day before. She was fertile as hell. But he had a fucker. He'd promised his wife." He kept hearing the word in his head. Incest. Father-daughter incest. And on her fertile time, too. When one little mistake could cause an unwanted incest baby. The thought of his tiny daughter's little belly beginning to bulge with his baby flashed through his mind. Much to his surprise, his cock throbbed once and began to swell. He put a little bit of spit on his fat knob and lodged it between the thin, wet lips of her pussy. Then he began to push just a little bit and slide it up and down. It was now rock hard with the thought of pumping a baby into his little girl's tummy. He felt her pussy lips begin to part under the slight pressure he was exerting. Almost half of his knob was lodged between them. Now his penis was aching to enter her as she writhed and moaned beneath him. Then he heard his voice, speaking as if someone else was controlling it. "Let Daddy put it in bare, sweetie."
"No, Daddy, not bare. I don't want to get pregnant. Just put the rubber on."
"Let me put it in bare for a minute, Jenny. Then I'll put the rubber on." He continued to stroke and push as her tiny slit got wetter and wetter.
"No, Daddy, you can put it on the outside. You can rub it on the outside bare, but don't put it inside me," she whispered.
But he could tell her resolve was fading. He rubbed the thick knob harder against her tiny clit. Jenny began to squirm and push back against his throbbing rod. "Just the head, sweetie. I promise. Just the head. I won't shoot any of my sperm into you."
"Not bear." Her tiny whimper trailed off as she pushed back against his rock-hard cock, almost engulfing the head in her slick, wet opening. "Just the outside," she gasped softly.
"I promise I'll only put it in a little bit, sweetie, just once, and then I'll take it right back out."
Jenny moaned and slowly nodded her head. "Just the head, Daddy, just once, please."
"Spread your legs nice and wide for me, Jenny," he said. Jenny rotated her hips up 90 degrees and did a split. It might have looked uncomfortable, but she had been in gymnastics so long she could hold this position all day. Steve put a blob of spit on the head of his dick and lined it up on her vulva, his thick, hard penis pointing straight down towards the bed.
"Open it up for me, sweetie. Hold it open," he whispered and pushed gently.
Jenny reached down with her fingers and spread her thin, wet labia wide. He pushed harder. Then he felt it. Her thin labia began to part, and the tight ring of his little girl's vagina snapped down over the thick, bulbous glands of his penis. Bare. Jenny groaned at the sensation of her father's penis entering her for the first time.
"See, sweetie? It's just the head." He smiled and held still for her to get used to the feeling of his massive knob inside her.
Jenny's eyes widened at the sight. Her tight inner labia formed a perfect pink ring around the darker flesh of her father's shaft. His entire glands was inside her.
"Jenny, it feels so good," he groaned and pulled back out of her, rubbing the head up and down her shiny slit and over the little butt of her clitoris before popping it back in again.
"Oh, Daddy, you said just once," she moaned as he popped the head into her over and over again, rubbing the shiny glands on her clit after each delicious pop.
"It feels so good, Jenny. Just a few more times. I'll stop when you tell me to."
"Oh, Daddy, it's so good. Just a few more minutes."
"Just a few more times, sweetie. I promise."
He wanted Jenny to think he was just rubbing it on the outside and popping the head in like he promised her. But he had other plans. She didn't notice his dick sinking into her just a little bit deeper each time until he had the head and about 3 inches of shaft were sliding in and out of her with each stroke.
"You said just the head, Daddy," Jenny whimpered.
He pulled her tight little butt up towards his pelvis and began to sink into his little girl deep.
"Are we fucking now, Daddy? You said you would wear rubber. Are you gonna fuck me bare?"
Yes, Jenny, we're fucking now. Just a few nice deep strokes, Jenny. You feel so good. Just a few more strokes, sweetie, and then I'll put the rubber on. Okay, Jenny?
But what if I get pregnant, Daddy? Oh, Daddy, please put the rubber on now.
Don't worry, Jenny. I'll pull out before I come. I won't let any of my sperm get inside you. I promise.
Do you promise me, Daddy? Do you promise me you'll pull out? Promise?
Yes, sweetheart, I promise.
Jenny began to relax and let her daddy drive his
thick, juicy prick into her bear. Soon he was fully embedded inside his little girl, but almost 5 inches of his 10 inches remained outside. "It's too big, Daddy," she whimpered softly as the thick bulb smashed hard against her cervix. He would never want to hurt his precious little girl and knew he had plunged his thick meat into her too far. "Don't worry, sweetie. Daddy won't put it in too deep again," he assured her and began to tenderly stroke his thick, powerful cock smoothly into his little daughter, just until the head gently nuzzled the bottom of her vagina. Soon Jenny was moaning and writhing, pushing her hips up to meet her daddy's gentle thrusts. "Is this how mommy does it, da? Is this how mommy does it, daddy?"
"Almost, sweetie. Move your hips in a little circle for me, just like mommy does."
"Like this, daddy?" She smiled and began to slowly rotate her tight little butt. Her velvety wet slit was absolutely crushing his big fat dick. She pressed her puffy little nipples against his chest. "Oh, yes, Jenny, sweetie, just like that. You're making daddy's dick feel so good."
"Am I doing it as good as mommy?"
"Better, sweetie. So much better. You're already making daddy want to come."
"Remember to pull out, daddy," she whispered.
He continued stroking slowly in and out of Jenny, aware of just how much thicker his cock was than the little dildo that she'd been fucking herself with.
"Daddy, fuck me nice and slow," she moaned in his ear.
The walls of Jenny's cunt were silky, slick, and deliciously tight as he struggled to control his tempo. His little girl was so much prettier naked than he'd ever thought she could be, with her slim, athletic body and puffy little nipples. And now that he had his bare dick embedded inside her, he forgot all about the incest and pregnancy part. He was just lightly kissing her cervix with the fat knob of his cock and getting ready to blow his load in her tight, wet pussy. And a load it would be, too. A huge load. Just the way Janet, his wife, had teased him last night and didn't let him get off. He could feel the fullness in his balls. Ready. Waiting. Soon he would release their heavy burden deep inside his little girl. Jenny's narrow hips were gyrating wildly now. He looked down at the spot where his bare dick had disappeared into a smooth, hairless mound. The thin inner labia clung to his thick, meaty rod in a perfectly round ring every time he pulled back, and the fat shaft gleaming with her juices.
"Fuck me, Daddy! Fuck me!"
she squealed. Her tight little body began to shudder. Her eyes rolled up into her head.
"Daddy! Daddy! I'm coming! I'm coming, Daddy!"
she moaned loudly. He felt the walls of her tiny vagina began to spasm, sending ripples up from her opening to her cervix, milking his steamy prick. He froze inside her, desperately fighting back the tingling at the head of his cock. Just as Jenny's orgasm began to subside, he felt the thick base of his cock bulge once and release a single long rope of his thick, rich, potent sperm into the bottom of his little girl's vagina. Jenny lay motionless on the bed, her eyes closed, spent from her orgasm. They lay still together for a long time until he was sure he could control himself.
"Did you come inside me, Daddy?"
she asked, gazing worriedly into her father's eyes.
"No, sweetie," he lied.
There was more sperm in that long rope that many men had in their full load, not to mention the million or more so in his pre-cum, which had been leaking into her steadily from the moment he first popped the head into her bear. He had meant to keep his promise to Jenny, but he knew that his sperm were already spreading out inside her firm, flat tummy. She smiled and started to rotate her hips again as he began to stroke his long, thick penis slowly in and out of her silky vagina.
"Don't forget to pull out, Daddy, okay?"
"I promise, sweetie," he whispered back to her, but Janet's, his wife's words echoed into his head. Gobert, come inside her. Yes, come inside her, Bear.
There was no point in holding back now. Just relax and let it happen. His scrotum was swollen huge with his massive load, boiling within him, begging to be released inside her, deep inside her, Bare, like nature intended. No condom, no pulling out, nothing to stop his sperm from reaching her egg. His thrusting got stronger. He knew what he was going to do. Soon he would feel that first delicious throb. Soon he would pump his semen into his precious little girl. Faster and faster he pounded his steaming rod into Jenny's pussy. He felt the tingling in the head of his cock begin. He was ready to blow his thick, hot load inside his daughter's virgin hole.
Oh, Daddy, I feel you getting bigger. I know you're gonna come. Pull it out, Daddy. Please, don't come inside me. Pull it out. Pull it out.
She groaned as she felt the thick knob of her father's penis began to swell deep inside her belly.
Oh, Jenny, sweetie, Daddy has to come. Let Daddy come inside you, sweetie.
No, Daddy, not inside. I'll get pregnant.
He was slamming into her hard and fast. He knew he couldn't last much longer. Suddenly, he felt his semen began to race up the tube in his dick.
Oh, no, Daddy, take it out. Please, Daddy, Daddy, take it out.
But it was too late.
Oh, Jenny, Daddy's coming. Daddy's coming inside your cunt.
He groaned and slammed himself deep into her little bald slit. The thick base of his rod surged powerfully.
No, Daddy.
Oh, he groaned as the first thick, hot rope of his rich, potent sperm blasted from the head of his bare dick and splattered against his little girl's shiny cervix. He pushed his rhythmically bulging cock into Jenny as deep as he could and froze, pulling her tight little butt cheeks apart, stretching the little hole in her cervix open wide for him to pump the rest of his hot, thick seed straight into her womb.
No, Daddy, I feel it squirting in my tummy. No, Daddy, take it out. Quick, take it out, Daddy.
Oh, Jenny, Daddy's coming inside you. He moaned as he pulled her squirming hips tight against his spurting prick and continued to empty his heavy balls deep inside her. Through the skin of her firm, flat belly, he could see the imprint of his dick throbbing with each delicious spurt. A thick ring of hot white semen formed around his meaty shaft and flowed down the cleft of her tiny buttocks and under the sheets below.
Oh, Daddy, it's still squirting. Daddy, you promised. Take it out, Daddy. Please, Daddy, take it out.
Jenny sobbed softly. Suddenly, she had locked her legs around his back and pulled him in hard. He felt the walls of her vagina begin to spasm wildly on his cock as a strong string of orgasms crashed through her groin.
Daddy,
she whimpered softly. Just like her mother. He rolled off of her exhausted. He had pumped every last drop of his thick, potent sperm into Jenny's little tummy.